Good morning, church. It is so good to be with you today. I am Les Winger, and I'm going to be sharing with you a Gideon message this morning. I realized that as I was, I'm actually the person who takes care of getting speakers for all the churches, and I don't think I've ever spoken here as a Gideon. You guys have seen me come in my suit and leave and go speak somewhere else, and I thought, you know what, I just want to speak to you this morning and let you know what God is doing around the world through the Gideon ministry. It's just, I've been a Gideon since 1990, so I've been in the organization quite a while. I think I was 37 or 38 when I joined the Gideons, and they told me it was a group of old men and their fathers, and it kind of is. So as I'm speaking today, if the Lord lays it on your heart, if you're a Christian businessman or professional man, and you would like to be part of the Gideon ministry, we really need some guys and their wives to join in the Gideon ministry here in Mara County and our Mara County camp, because the guys that are there are really getting old. I've lost a lot of my speakers that go to churches for us, and so I'm down to just a couple of us. That's why I've been going so much this year. Usually I don't have to go as much as I did this year, but I've been going quite a bit. So if any of you are interested in that, well, I would love to talk to you about that and get you some of you signed up to join us here in the Mara County camp. If you would, just pray with me. Father, I thank you this morning for the opportunity to share what you're doing through the Gideons around the world, Father, that you are, that people are coming to know Jesus Christ because of the Word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Father, give me words to speak today that will just lay on the hearts of open arms, Lord, that they'll be willing to share in this ministry as they have in the past. And Father, that as we continue to support the Gideons, Lord, that we'll see your hand move on our behalf. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin this morning with a testimony. This is from a fellow from California. And it says, the Son's power. And it's spelled S-O-N-S. But he begins the testimony by talking about how he put in a solar system. So I wanted to make sure that you know the difference here. It says, these days many homeowners are harnessing the sun's power and installing solar systems on their houses. The return on investment in many instances pencils out after several years. As I was about to purchase a system, considering my age, I wondered if it would really make a lot of financial sense to spend the money. As I would find out, it was one of the best investments I ever made. Not long after I made the decision to go solar, workers climbed on my roof, installed solar panels, and made all the necessary electrical connections to get my house all hooked up. Part of the final stages required a visit from a technician to connect my system to Wi-Fi at my house. As I was returning from my daily walk on a hot summer day, the solar company's truck rounded the corner and parked in front of my home for the scheduled appointment. I met the technician, Kenny, at his truck and had him follow me into my house. I was covered in sweat, and Kenny told me that he was with me in spirit on my walk. At that moment, I felt the power of the Spirit nudge me, and I asked Kenny if he had the Spirit. I could tell by how he fumbled over an answer that he didn't really understand my question. After Kenny completed the Wi-Fi setup, I started to lead him back outside, and the Holy Spirit stopped me in my tracks. So I picked up one of the personal workers' testaments, and this is one of these little brown testaments that we Gideons carry with us. We most of the time have these with us to share Jesus Christ with people in our path. So he kept these by his front door to give to people that came to try to sell him something, or maybe share something with him that he didn't need. He would share a copy of God's Word with him. And so he picked up one of these as he went out. And he turned to Kenny and asked, if I could share what I meant about having the Spirit. He told me I could. And after going through the helps in the front of the book, and these little testaments are so great. They have a place here in the front that has helps for all kinds of situations that you might have. It tells you what scriptures to look up, where to go in the Word of God to look for help. And so he went over all that with Kenny, and then pointed out in the back the plan of salvation and the verses that lead you to Jesus Christ. And he said, I would like you to read those out loud. So he had Kenny read the verses. And after he read them, I pointed out a prayer of acceptance and asked that if he expressed the desire of his heart. He said he did. I then asked if he would like to pray and invite Jesus Christ to come into his heart and life. And he said he would like that. He would like to do that. I sensed a very sincere heart as he was praying, and when he finished praying, he told me he had goosebumps all over his body. He then told me that just the day before, he and his wife were discussing how they really should start going to church. Since Kenny didn't live in my immediate area, I informed his boss, who I knew was a Christian, to help Kenny find a church home. But that wasn't the end of the story. On a recent Friday morning, just more than 2 years after Kenny came to the Lord, I received word from Kenny's boss that he had died in a work-related accident. I was shocked. I paused for several minutes, sad at the loss of such a young life, but truly grateful that Kenny was now in heaven. He had that assurance. He says, I praise God for his perfect timing and that Kenny received the good news in time. I now know that my return on investment, on my solar investment, wasn't financial. It was eternal. So, just at the right time in his life, Kenny came across a copy of God's Word that changed his life for eternity. That's a decision that we've all made. Most of us, I'm sure, here have made that decision. If not, I will give you a chance to do that at the end of the service. But I want to thank you guys for how generous you have been to the Gideons over the years and for your offering. That last year's offering was $1,500, guys, and that, I looked it up, that buys 830 of these little testaments. So that's possibly 830 lives that you touch. Sometimes, and I don't have one of those testimonies today, but sometimes one testament will bring a whole family to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because one person in the family got this testament, read it, and shared it with their family. And the whole families have been saved because of one copy of God's Word for $1.20. And as Doug was handing out dollars that week, that's what I thought. And that's what I did with mine, is I bought a copy of God's Word with it. Because that could change somebody's life for eternity. What a better investment could we do with a dollar bill? So if you think about that today, and how God has changed a lot of lives. So thank you for your generous support in the past and today. And this testimony really illustrates what Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. I always use 10 and 11 when I share these verses, because it says, for as this rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So God's word always prospers. So I'm just here today to share with you what the Gideons are doing around the world, what God is doing through the Gideons around the world. And on behalf of the Gideons International and recipients of over 1 million copies of Scripture that you help the Gideons place each week, because of church's giving, we're able to place over 1 million copies of God's Word around the world each week. That's a lot of lives. And we're in 199 countries now, speaking sending the word out in 109 different languages. So we do not have to go ourselves to these countries. We set up camps of Gideons in each one of the countries that we're in. So in each one of these 199 countries, we have Gideon camps there who are able to minister to their people in their language. So thank the Lord that there's not a language barrier. There's only, I think, 25 or 26 countries that we are not in now. God's Word says that all nations will hear the Word of God before He comes back. Some of these countries don't want to hear yet. They're mostly Muslim countries, and that's why we're not allowed in there. They don't want to hear the Word of God. They don't want to hear anything about Christianity. But that's one of the places that you can pray, is that we'll be able to get in to those countries that are not allowing us in yet. So you could take our world map back there and put 199 pins in it, because that's how many countries that we're supporting as a mission for Open Arms Christian Church. So thank the Lord for that. You see, it's through your Gideon offerings that people receive God's Word, so they can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that is our sole purpose, just like the church, to win men and women, boys and girls, to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. First, your offerings purchase the Scriptures, and 100% of what you give goes for Scriptures, because we as Gideons take care of all of our administrative costs with our dues and fees that we pay as Gideons and Auxiliary. We have to renew our membership every year, and those dues take care of all of our administrative costs. So everything that you give, 100%, goes to buy Bibles. So we don't have to use any of your money for that. So then, as a missionary arm of your church, we're able to provide the distribution avenues and manpower to put those Scriptures in the hands of people who sometimes desperately need them. This one's from Virginia. It says, I made my way through a store, sought out the assistance of an employee. That's when I met Tiffany. Not only did she tell me the exact aisle I needed, but she also walked me there. Tiffany went the extra mile, and I expressed my gratitude for her effort. I expected her to get back to work, but Tiffany stayed behind and asked if there was anything else she could do for me. Her sincerity moved me. Seizing the opportunity, I gave Tiffany a personal worker's testament and inquired about her familiarity with the gospel. Though she did not have assurance in Christ, she was willing to hear what led to eternal life. As I shared from behind my mask 6 feet away, I realized the gospel was able to go beyond those barriers straight to Tiffany's heart. She eagerly surrendered her life to Jesus and signed her testament, signifying her lifelong commitment. May we not grow weary in sharing the gospel, as God is still working in this unique season of life. When He gives us opportunities, may we be obedient, knowing He will accomplish His perfect will. So this was by one of the auxiliary ladies that is in the Gideons in Virginia. So that's why we carry our testaments with us, so that we can share with people in the passageways of life where we go. Just at the right moment in her life, or some others who get a copy of God's Word that you provided, she was able to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. Where are these people? And where do the Scriptures go? Many of them go right here in Mara County. I'll let you know today that we put these kind of Bibles in all of our hotels and motels here in Mara County. Each camp in Ohio has at least one camp. There are 113 camps of Gideons in Ohio. Some of the larger cities have 4 or 5 camps. So each group takes care of their local area. We also make sure that there are Bibles in doctor's offices and waiting rooms, hospitals, nursing homes. We take them to our firemen, police forces. Tim, you probably remember when we were there visiting.
Still got it.
Still got it. So we try to do that every so often because they change firemen. Tim's been on a long time. But some of your guys don't stay very long, do they, Tim? And then you keep getting new ones.
Some move on,
yes. So we make sure that we try to make sure that the new firemen also get a copy of God's Word. These guys are in harm's way when they go out on the fire calls. So that's why we want them to be able to share with families the knowledge of Jesus Christ and to be able to have the Word of God with them in their little pocket testaments. Many go abroad and some go after, okay, a hotel Bible, we figure a hotel Bible lasts about 6 years, and in the lifetime of a hotel Bible, it has the potential to reach 2,300 people in a hotel room. You think about a hotel room daily, and they normally have their rooms full daily. Somebody picks that up and reads it. They discovered that possibly this could be read by 2,300 different people in the lifetime of the Bible. And then after it's worn out, we take the covers off. Well, they can't have hard copies in prison, so we take the covers off then and use the rest of it for our prison ministries. So they have to be a soft cover to go to the jails. And we've had a very, very successful ministry right here in Maher County with our jail ministry. Before COVID, there were a lot of ICE fugitives coming back through Maher County and being shipped back to their homes. And so we had a Gideon representative that went there on a weekly basis and shared with the immigrants God's Word and God's love. And almost every week, 7 to 10 men would accept Jesus Christ and go back home with a copy of God's Word. That's not happening right now because of COVID. They've stopped that, so it's not happening right now. But we do still have a prison ministry. It is starting back up again after the COVID scare. And I just had a pastor call last week and asked me to get him some soft cover Bibles because he's helping with the prison ministry here in Maher County. So that's a place that has been very, very productive for us. So a lot of them then end up in prison. So we don't know who will receive the scriptures you purchase. It may be a sales rep or an executive in a hotel, a mom or a dad after they put the kids to bed. We just don't know who will benefit from your offering, but I assure you, based on the 118-year history of the Giddings International, that your offering will go for scriptures. We also have a life book. I did not bring a copy of it, but it's a little copy of Mark in teenagers' language. It was set up just for teens, and youth pastors can now get these for free to give to their teens to share with their peers. It's a way for teens to share Jesus Christ with their peers, with their students in the classrooms. So that's been very beneficial. We're a Christian business and professional man combined with their wives, the Giddings, there's really, we have 267,000 members now. When I started speaking, it was over 300,000. So we are not growing as fast as we're dying, I'll put it that way, because we are a bunch of old men and our fathers. We're not going to last long. Actually, a couple of guys that are in our camp started the camp. I forget how long ago, but Tim Sherrick, I think it's 78 or 79 now, and Ed Kimmy, they were the two brothers that started the camp here in Maher County, and they're still there with me. It's good to have godly men like that to lead us and grow us. But you wonder, how can I help? The first thing I'm going to ask you to do is pray. Not only to pray for the Giddings, for the guys who are out on the lines, But pray for those receiving scriptures, receiving a copy of God's word, that they'll accept Jesus Christ into their hearts. Also pray that we'll have enough funds to fill all the hands that are reaching out for God's word. In a lot of the countries that we go in, we can only fill two of three hands that are reaching out for God's word. Places like Africa and some of the countries that don't have the money to purchase scriptures, we take them from the United States, go there and distribute the scriptures. And so that's one of the reasons that we in Mara County want to try to get into all of our churches every year. We have around 60 churches in Mara County, and we're only able to get into about 15 of them. So pray that God will open the doors, that we'll be able to get in the rest of our churches, because that is going to be key to filling these hands that need a copy of God's Word. Most of you know about the cards back here on the back wall. These used to be in memory cards. They just used them for someone who died. Now we have cards for all occasions, and I think that they're all back there. In recognition, thinking of you, in memory, there's one for every occasion. So you can take these cards and use them instead of going to Hallmark. So inside, there's a place where you can then donate a Bible if you'd like. So instead of giving the money to Hallmark, or you can give a little donation to the Gideons when you use a card, and a Bible will be bought with that money. Someone's life will be changed because they were able to read a copy of God's Word. We also have a Gideon Bible app that you can put on your phones. All your phones will get these Bible apps. And it is, I forget, they told me how many languages are on that Bible app, and I don't remember. It's a lot more than we're sharing with copies of God's Word. So it's something that you can use to lead someone to Christ, because even if you've come up to somebody that you can't speak their language, you can get it on your phone and share the Word of God with someone that way. Or you can get a copy of God's Word on your phone, and if you don't bring your Bible to church with you, you can read it on your phone. It just puts God's Word right on your phone, where you'll have it with you all the time, because most of you carry your phones with you all the time. So this puts, and I think, I don't know how to do it. I've never been able to do it myself, but something with this little guy right here, you take a picture of that on your phone, and it'll put the app on with, if you know how to do that. I apologize that I'm not very smart that way. So, I don't know how to do that. You can also become a friend of Gideon's. It's another way that you can get information when pastors' banquets and stuff like that are coming up. The Gideons pray for your churches, the churches here in Mara County. We pray for them daily. We actually have a daily prayer calendar that we go through and pray for, so that we pray for every church in the county every month. So our church here is on a certain day, and the day that we pray for this church, we also pray for the pastors here. And so all the Gideons in Mara County are praying for us on a specific day. I didn't look at my calendar to see what day it is, but a certain day of each month we pray for the county churches. So that's how I know how many churches there are, because we pray for each one of them. But this way, if you want to be a friend of Gideon's, you can either be just a prayer partner or a financial partner. To become a friend of Gideon's, you can go to www.gideons.org, I believe it is, /friends, and sign up to become a friend of Gideon's. As a financial friend, as a partner that way, you will actually get 12 copies of scripture like this that you can share with someone as you testify what God has done in your life. So it gives you a copy of God's, 12 copies of God's word that you can use. As Gideons, they ask us to give one of these away every week. So I've actually ordered a whole case that I have at home to share with people that I come in contact with. It's a great way to lead someone to the Lord. I actually used my testament the night that I went to see Stan. Still got it, don't you, brother? Being a Gideon has probably been the best thing that ever for me has ever happened, because it taught me to spend time with the Lord and to become a godly man. It's the one thing that made me get into the Word. They asked us, I started, I know it's probably 30 years ago, reading through the Bible every year, because we also have a calendar that we use every day that shows us how to read through the Scripture in a year's time. So I use that every year. And so it's helped me to get to know the Lord, because I spend time with Him every morning. So this is just a great way for you to join in the Gideon ministry, to have something to pray for, know how to pray, because we'll get information to you. You actually will be invited to the prayer bracket, or to the annual pastor's banquets. We have one friend of Gideon. Okay, after you become a pastor, you can't be a Gideon. That's why I really don't want to be a full-time pastor here, because I can still be in the Gideons as long as I'm part-time here. But Hutch, you know, most of you know Hutch, Jeff Hutchman. He's in the Gideons when I and joined our camp after I was a Gideon, and has been a very, very dear brother. And he's still a friend of Gideon's, even though he's a pastor now. He pastored Bryn Zion, I think, for 7 or 8 years before he finally said, "You know what, guys, I'm going to have to quit being a Gideon," because it was his full support now. But he became a friend, so he still joins us at our prayer breakfast on Saturday mornings, and still is a big part of the Gideon ministry, because it's been part of his life, and he just believes that much in it. So he's figured out a way that he can still join us and help us in praying for one another. I want to close up today with Colossians chapter 2, actually. I think it's actually 3 that I want to look at. Okay, 2, chapter 6 and 7 says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." And then verses 9 and 10 say, "For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power." So this morning, as we close, I'm done with my Gideon message, but I would like to share with you this morning the verses in the back that talk about salvation. The first one is John 3:16. It's a verse that you all know. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And Romans 3:10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." So according to the Word of God, we're all sinners. And that's why we've all been saved. Saved from sin. We're saved from a life in eternity in hell. Because of Jesus Christ, we can now spend eternity with Him. You guys know that this time here is pretty short. 70 or 80 years is really short compared to eternity. The Word of God says that 1,000 years to Christ is like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. And I, I can't even fathom 1,000 years because of the short time that we live. It's hard for me to fathom 100 years, but even though I'm 69 years old. But there's a remedy. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him," or sup with him, "and he with me." And then Romans 10:13 says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So we have to call on his name. We have to confess that we are sinners, and with our mouths make that declaration. And then that is the way that we're saved through Jesus Christ our Lord, by confessing our sins and allowing him to come into our heart and change our lives. So this morning, as the praise team comes, elders are going to be here. If any of you need prayer, we'd love to pray with you. If there's anybody here who has never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, we would love to help you do that this morning. That is the highlight of my day, to lead somebody to Christ. If you've never done it, it's just, there's nothing like it. So that's why I say, if any of you have never accepted, why, we'd love to share with that with you this morning, allow you to accept Jesus Christ as Lord.